to you, wanna get to you.
Good morning, Kansas City. It is a Rockin' and Tricia show. Coming up in a couple minutes, we have trending topics.
Brought to you by EA Bridal. Looking for your perfect wedding dress? Come to the largest sample collection at the Grand Hall in Power and Light. For more information, go to EABride.com.
Today is President's Day.
Oh, say, can you
I'm digging this.
See?
I love it.
Okay, now you're just full of it.
What? What?
You said that it wasn't good.
But listen to this. Listen.
It's horrible.
Look at that.
What's so proud?
She's into it. It's like,
I don't think it's horrible. I just don't think it's wonderful.
It's not good.
I don't know. I'm going to open the phones later. I think it's fair.
A lot of people bashing Fergie for her rendition, her jazzy rendition of the anthem at last night's NBA All-Star game. Today is President's Day. We're going to have a beautiful high of 64.
Nice.
And it was did you know this was the very first federal holiday to honor an American citizen?
No, I didn't.
Well, now you know. A new survey recently asked people to name the best president in U.S. history. There was a first place tie between Ronald Reagan and Barack Obama.
Who knows?
Third graders in Missouri, this is actually making national news this morning, they are selling raffle tickets for an AR-15. The coach of a traveling baseball team says they came up with the idea before the same type of rifle was used, of course, in the incident that happened in Florida last week. And the fundraiser has fallen under criticism on social media, not only because it's a gun, but also because the people selling tickets are between the ages of 7 and 9.
Oh,
yeah. A lot of people don't think that's appropriate. 5 students who survived the school shooting in Florida appeared on Fox News on Sunday. They're announcing that they are organizing a march for gun control next month.
March 24th, we have the March for Our Lives, which you can find at marchforourlives.com and expect to see us a lot. The March for Our Lives is going to be in every major city, and we are organizing it so students everywhere can beg for our lives. Because at the end of the day, this isn't about the red and blue, the GOP and the Democrats. This is about adults and kids.
Here in Kansas City, tears everywhere. As my boyfriend, Eric Hosmer, announced that he's leaving me. He's going to go to San Diego. I don't know what your problem is, Eric, but whatever. The 4-time Gold Glove first baseman agreed to an 8-year, $144 million contract with the Padres. Okay, I see. I get
okay.
It. I see why.
Well, we offered him $140 for 7 years, and he's got to pay more taxes when he goes to the coast. I don't know. I just don't think he wanted to be here.
I think he'll get over it.
Money does that. I like our friend Nancy Rush's post.
Oh my gosh.
Talking about it.
She said she was super disappointed, and then she had his jersey in the trash can.
I was cracking up.
Norway continues to lead all nations at the Winter Olympics with 26 medals. Team USA is tied for 6th with 10 medals, including 5 golds. And there's a bit of a scandal with your curlers this morning, Rocket. Russian curler Alexander, he's your girl that you have a crush on, Anastasia. It's her husband. He's been formally charged with doping after testing positive for a drug that enhances
mental?
Your brain. It's
yeah.
mental, yeah. But a lot of people are joking because they're like, out of all the sports in the Olympics,
well, listen,
that's the one where he gets caught doping.
I've been trying to get rid of him for a while.
I was just thinking, that is not a coincidence, Teresa. Rocket was behind this.
Oh, man. Austin Dillon, he took the lead on the final lap and pulled away with the checkered flag at the 60th running of the Daytona 500. Dillon, driving the number 3 car, won 20 years after Dale Earnhardt Sr. won the famous race in the 3 car at Daytona.
That's
little
cool.
Side note, Aaron Rodgers was there to give Danica Patrick support and a kiss before her final race. She is retiring. And what a nice big accident for her to get involved in for her retiring day, too.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah. And what is your favorite comfort food? You know, the thing that you just, when you're sad or you have heartbreak, it just makes you feel so good. There's a new survey that asks people, can you just off the top of your head, number one comfort food?
Chicken leg.
Mashed potatoes.
Number 10 on the list is donuts.
Okay.
Then fried chicken. So, Rocket, that's where I'll put you. You come in at number 9.
Okay.
Cookies, specifically chocolate chip. If I was going to go with cookies, I would at least say Oreos. Mashed potatoes. Is that what you just said?
Yeah,
there you go.
Is.
So,
awesome.
Macaroni and cheese. Ooh, that would definitely be a comfort food for me. I love
Your boys love mac and cheese, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
French fries. Pizza came in 4th place. Then ice cream, chocolate. And the number one comfort food, and it's interesting because Rocket actually mentioned this morning, grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh my gosh, yes, I love grilled cheese.
Where were you saying you had one that was so good?
Last night, all the kids and I got together, we had dinner at Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, that's something that is really overrated because I consider it kind of a kid food, and so I don't think to make it a lot, but it really is one of my favorite things ever, just a good old-fashioned grilled cheese sandwich.
Yes.
Kansas City's number one hit music station. Show me 93.